talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do or say to our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Who says you can't go home? There's only one place, they call me one of their own. Just a hometown boy, born a rolling stone. Who says you can't go home? Who says you can't go back? Been all around the world, and as a matter of fact, there's only one place left I wanna go. Who says
you can't. Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barclay with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Special thanks to our show producer, Colin Voigt, for coming up with today's home theme song. That was Bon Jovi with Who Says You Can't Go Home, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. And if you would like us to play a home theme song at the beginning of our radio show, please visit the Charleston Home and Design Magazine Facebook page, make a request, and we will play your request. And in addition, we'll send you a free Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which took place January 26th through the 29th, it's about three weekends ago, at the brand new Gelliard Center in downtown Charleston. Also, the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August, and the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which we are hard at work at planning for our, and that takes place in April at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island. Well, we are well underway for our planning for our next home show, and that's coming up April 22nd and 23rd. It's a two-day show rather than usually we have our home shows Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it's a two-day show, Saturday and Sunday, April 22nd and 23rd. And we have a lot of really exciting things planned. Just like restaurants and nightclubs very often will kind of do a makeover and recreate themselves. That's what we're doing with the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival. And we've got a lot of new programming that we're going to be introducing over the next couple months to really enhance the show. Staying put, we've got some of the usual things that make all of our home shows a success. Beginning with A-list local contractors, we will have about 75 to 80. A-list local contractors that will be setting up at Volvo Car Stadium, and so we can't do our home shows without them. So special thanks to all of our vendors who participate in our home shows, and also it makes it very easy for homeowners to come to our home show and get the contacts that they need for whatever projects that they have. We usually give away a backyard makeover at our August home show, and we've moved that to our April home show because of the home and outdoor living part of our name. And so we're giving away it's a big prize package, a complete backyard makeover, and it's going to be a Margaritaville themed backyard makeover, and that is... That's to highlight the fact that Volvo Car Stadium has Jimmy Buffett coming to play, and I believe that is happening on May 11th. It's a Thursday night at Volvo Car Stadium. Sold out, I believe. And so we're going to be giving away a Margaritaville-themed backyard makeover at the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival. We've also got our Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour taking place. And this is the sixth year that we've done the show at Daniel Island, and also the home tour. And that's it's been a huge success in the past, and it will be as well for this time, this go around. We've got about seven different homes, custom built homes that we have made arrangements for the owners. These are all private residences. We've made arrangements for the owners to open up their homes to the public. 1 to 5 p.m. on Saturday, April 22nd. And we don't have tickets on sale quite yet, but they will be going on sale. And they always sell out. That's an interesting point to make, because we limit the tickets. I think we sell 400 total tickets. And we don't want to inundate the homes too much or the neighborhoods too much. And so that's that we've got that planned. And then we've got several other things that we're not quite ready to announce, but very, very exciting enhancements to the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival. And if you would like to participate in the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, you can call Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And talk to us, and we'll be happy to give you the information on the show. Our home shows are primarily open to only home-related companies, and so very often some of the other home shows in town very often will sign up chiropractors or non-home-related businesses, and that's not why you're coming to a home show. You're not coming to a home show to talk to a chiropractor about getting a neck adjustment or something. You've got a project, or you're thinking about a project, and you're coming to get information. And so that's why we only have a home 100% home related vendors at our shows. We don't want you to have to put on blinders and turn a blind eye to non-home related companies. So that's one of the things that makes our home shows unique in town. But if you'd like more information, as I mentioned, if you have a high-end home-related company that caters to affluent homeowners here in Charleston, and you'd like to promote your business, you can call Charleston Home and Design Magazine at 843-577-7652. That's 843-577-7652. Or go online, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is being sponsored by Carpetbaggers Carpet One, also known as Carpetbaggers Floor Covering, and they are located at 9136 Marginal Road in West Ashley, right off of Savannah Highway when you're on your way toward Kiowa or coming back toward town from Kiowa. And now we're talking with the owner, Dean Kelly. How you doing, Dean?
Doing well, Tim. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Dean, take a moment and tell everybody about Carpetbaggers Carpet One.
Tim, we started the business in 1992. We're a full-service floor covering company. We do anything regarding flooring, anything on the floor, anything on the walls even. That's becoming a new trend. But we do sand and finish floors. We do a little bit of, like I say, a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm always amazed when we come to Carpetbaggers Floor Covering showroom here, because you always look like you have new tile flooring down. I mean, you've got this plank flooring over here. Is it Do you have some trick to putting tile down that you can easily take up? Or?
I that's a great question, and it's observant because most people don't realize that. But and I should have had you around, Tim, when we built this building because back in the day when we had a very small tile section, we don't have the. You know, now we have 3,000 square feet. We converted a warehouse into more showroom. There's nothing but tiles. There's 3,000 feet of nothing but tile, along with the rest of the showroom, which is like over 7,000 square feet of that. But when we had our little section of tile in the beginning, we then set it right to the slab. Well, that was a great thing, you know, until you tried to take it up and change mm-hmm. floors. And I learned quickly, oh, my God, that was horrible. But now what we do is we put all our tile flooring is put on felt paper. On,
okay.
And there's not – and we're very fortunate. We use really good thin sets, and that gives us some pliable – makes it a little more pliable, but there's not, I don't, other than there's one area, which actually that area is glued down, there's no cracks anywhere.
Right.
And we've got, I don't know how many different styles, but we change them on a regular basis because, as we know, we're in the style business. There, you know, there's always changes and innovations in colors and shapes and sizes, and we feel like we've got the latest, greatest, newest thing on the market, and we will always try to do that. Now, mm-hmm. it frustrates my salespeople. It frustrates, you know, my installers always having to be doing work in here instead of out in the field. But it's just a necessary thing that we do, and we do that not only with tile, but we do it with all our showroom floors where you have carpet, different styles, and there's tons of them, and the Cortec and all the different latest greatest things.
What does Carpetbaggers floor coverings sell the most of? Is it carpet? Is it tile? Is it wood flooring? How does that?
What's the breakdown?
They, yeah.
We're like I say, we're multi. We do everything. We do a lot of work for folks who do in disaster and so. That business will, you never know what you're going to do. So you might be doing laminate, you might be doing tile, you might be doing carpet. There's just no telling. We also do a lot of commercial work for folks, and we do people putting new floors in their business, and so there's a lot of things. All that to answer that question, but we do a little bit of everything, seriously, and a lot of retail work. So right now our breakdown is probably, I think it's last time I checked, it was like about 35% carpet, and the rest everything else,
mm-hmm.
Which is it's a change from our industry. It used to be carpet was at one point upwards around in the home about 75% of what goes in there, but now, you know, with hard surface, and the thing is, hard surface has changed and evolved so much over the years as well. You know, it used to be people would have the 2.25 wide hardwood. That's what they put in. They sanded and finished it. But with the innovations that are out there, with the better finishes, with the desire of people to have wider widths, and now with the desire of people to have pets and not be concerned about scratching, you have innovations in products. You have the Cortec, which is that one product was our single biggest seller last year. So if you want to know
what's Cortec?
Cortec is the waterproof product that has the cork on the bottom. It has the Trex type outdoor decking material in the middle, and then the top portion is LVT, which is luxury vinyl tile. So that makes for a almost commercial wearing floor that you can have in your home, and it's available in these wide widths, long lengths. You can get it any shape, any color. In fact, they start off with, I think, 55 SKUs, and presently there's 110, and I'm going to a show next week in Phoenix, and they're going to unveil another 55 SKUs. So it's just and there's been a lot of copycat products because of the success of the Cortec. But Cortec right now is by far the hottest product on the market. It's matter of fact, I can be very factual in saying that it is the largest, biggest introduction of any floor covering product in the history of floor covering.
Mm-hmm.
It's that good of a product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the luxury vinyl tile planks, I guess they're being referred to sometimes, is that's really taken off, hasn't it?
Well, it has, because you think about it. What used to be popular would be VCT, and that's vinyl composition tile. And that was a product that you would find in grocery stores, doctor's offices. Anytime you go to a doctor's office, you sit on those cold tables and, mm-hmm. And you look at the floor because you're waiting for the doctor. You know, those are floors that you have to wax and buff. And it's, and you know, a lot of the hospitals would still have those. There's few of the hospitals that actually still have that in their hallways today. But doctor's offices now and a lot of you know, grocery stores, along with everybody else, commercially, are going to an LVT because it wears so well, and you do not have to do the maintenance. There's no waxing involved, just some very minimal maintenance that's involved.
And you can't really tell the difference between the LVT and a plank wood floor.
No, you can't, and that's the whole thing. You get away from that institutional cold-looking floor to a more warm feeling, like a home. Mm-hmm. And they started doing that in hospitals in birthing suites because, you know, mothers, they wanted to make them as comfortable as they could be as they're having a child and make them feel like they're at home, sort of. So they started putting it in there, and then it grew from there. And now you find it. We've got a lot of friends who own businesses, and LVT is what we're putting in. And it's eating product category, like commercial carpet. People are ripping up commercial carpet and they're putting in LVT, and that's a big part of what we do as well.
Well, we've focused a lot on the different products that carpet baggers floor covering sells, but you know, without your staff, without the good people that you have working at carpet baggers, none of that makes any difference. And I just want you to take a moment because the labor market here in Charleston is very, very tight. It's hard to find good people. It's hard to keep good people. Mm-hmm. And just talk about your staff a little bit.
Well, Tim, I'm really glad you brought that up because it's funny. I always preach to everyone I see and meet that our biggest asset is, number one, our people, and then number two, our showroom, because our showroom really is second to none in Charleston. But I spend way more time talking about product than talking about my people, and that's a mistake because we've got absolutely the best folks in town. We've got people that have been with me since we started back in '92. The makeup is this: we've got 10. And getting ready to be 11 salespeople. We've got 4 warehouse and delivery men. We've got 4 inside support people and 1 general manager. And we have 2 local owners, me and I've got Stevie Leisure, my business partner. So we're local. We're in the community. And here's where I really got an eye-opening is because we've been very blessed and we've had a lot of growth over the years since '92. And then when you see growth and you bring in more people, you get bigger, you have the opportunity to let that level of service and the reputation you worked your behind off start to diminish because you're getting bigger. And I'm a realist. So we said, okay, what can we do to maintain that? Because that's so important. That's what's got us here. It's our level of service and taking care of people. And so we started sending out reviews to everyone. And there's a company that does this, an independent company called Trustpilot. So whenever we do a job for someone, we'll send out a review. We want to find out what they have to say. And when I started reading these reviews, it really opened my eyes that no one was talking about the beautiful floors as much as they were talking about how when they walked in the door, your receptionist is so, you know, just vibrant and smiling and making you feel comfortable and welcome, like they're glad you came in. Our warehouse people, when they one thing we do too a little bit different is that we try to acclimate all our hard surface products, and so that means that we will bring it in prior to installation and let it get used to, you know, the home it's going in or the business environment it's going in, and so they get a chance to meet our delivery people. And I heard people, I read where people were saying, you know, your delivery person was so nice, so kind, so considerate of my home and putting tarps down, things like that. You know, it just those were things I was hearing from people and my salespeople, that they were saying that they would be great at trying to help people pull things together and design them, because, you know, that's the thing. People need help. There are so many products out there. It's mind-boggling. I mean, when we spend, it takes a year for anyone new coming into our industry to even have a clue about what's going on because there's so many products out there. And so when a customer comes in, we do understand the fact that they can get overwhelmed. So we have to find out a little bit about the customer. So we want to ask questions about, you know, do you have kids? Do you have dogs? How do you live? Tell us a little bit about your lifestyle. And then we try to help put the pieces of the puzzles together. And that's things that honestly, you cannot find in a home center. You just don't find that. And we are different from a home center. And we are local. We try to take care of people. And that's what I'm hearing back from people in these reviews, which is really a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, try to get that kind of service at a big box store.
You know, you go there when you have to buy something, you push a button like three or four times where you get someone to even come over, and they came over from what, who knows where, what department. So, and I'm not really trying to be too – well, yeah, I am.
We could spend a lot of time on that.
Okay, I am being tough on home centers. But this, you know, I want people to know out there that there's a better alternative. You know, and in terms of price on products, you know, that's what people say, well, your prices are higher than home centers. That's not true. Mm-hmm. If you will go get a product – and get a bottom line on a product and get a bottom line from us. It's so many people are like, I did not think y'all could compete. It's amazing. But they have a little bit way of marketing their product.
People have the impression.
Yeah.
They get the impression that they're going to get a better deal. And
yeah.
And the big box stores love that when they have finally broken into that part of your brain and made you realize that you know, we really don't have to have the lowest prices. Yeah. We've convinced them that we have the low prices, but we don't have to offer them the low prices. We can sneak in, you know, a little higher price on this or that.
Yeah, you get nickel and dime to death. I say, you know, you get charged for things we just don't charge for. I mean, and that's maybe they're smarter than I am, but in terms of that, but we want to let you look at the bottom line and compare our bottom lines, and you'll be very happy. Just give us an opportunity. But I had a friend who used to be a manager at one of the big stores, and he said, Dean, he said, I'll be honest with you. He said, we cannot compete with you guys in a lot of ways. We don't have the level of service. I can't pay my people what you pay your people. We just don't have the ability to provide the service that you do. And I'm having to pay somebody like you to install our products. And by the way, we were offered that to do that. I'm like, no, we do not want to do that. But the only way they can compete is the fact that they're open almost 24/7, 7 days a week. So that's why we have hours on Saturday, and that's why we also will come out and meet you after work at your home to kind of fit the people's busy schedules.
I want to know where they find those installers to work for free when they offer the free installation. You ever use any of those installers that work for free?
It's funny because, oddly enough, my people don't like to work for free.
it's not really free.
No, it's really not. And that's always – and again, that's just a different way of marketing. We itemize – you know, we've got a very sophisticated software that's only for the floor covering industry. And so it allows us to itemize everything. So the good thing about that is if someone wants to move their own furniture – all you have to do is say, hey, you know, I'll move my furniture. I see how much you're charging me. Deduct that for me. And so we can do it that way. They can take up their own floors. We're here to help people do as much or as little as they want.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll customize based on their situation.
Well, that's great. Well, anything else you want to add?
No, just come see us.
All right. Well, how can folks get more information about Carpetbaggers Floor Covering?
Well, you know, Tim, I could give them the phone number, but I've learned that the way people find you now is they just find you on their cell phones. But you can certainly call the office. It's 843-571-0013, or you can very simply look us up at www.carpet-baggers.com, and that'll put you on our website. And again, it'll show you our store hours. And you can call us again for special times. If we need to meet you here at a special time or meet you at home, at your convenience, we're here to meet the people's needs, whatever they may be.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Dean Kelly with Carpetbaggers Floor Coverings. Thanks so much, Dean.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is being sponsored by Carpetbaggers Floor Covering. And now we are talking with Natalie Kibe with Signature Appliances. How are you doing, Natalie?
Great. How are you today?
Good, thank you. Natalie, take a moment and tell everybody about Signature Appliances.
Well, we've actually been in business for 40 years. We're part of Signature Kitchens and Baths. Most of you may know us from our Savannah Highway location. But the Appliance Center is actually nestled on Belgrade Avenue there in Charleston, just around the corner from our kitchen and bath showroom. And we cater a lot to builders here in the Charleston area, but certainly would love to see more Charlestonians coming through our doors and meeting us as one of those local appliance competitors.
Tell our listeners about some of the major brands that Signature Appliance carries.
We do carry over 117 manufacturers, which is quite large, but we want to be able to provide for our clients certainly a great selection. We've recently added some new brands, but we do carry everything from the Whirlpool family of appliance brands. We carry Sub-Zero and Wolf, Asco, Bertazzoni, and of course Thermador as well. So a lot to offer.
Gotcha. A few of those are very high-end brands that end up in a lot of custom homes. And are people, I always like to ask this question, are people still choosing those ranges with the big chunky red knobs?
People sure do love those
Wolf,
ranges.
Right?
Yes. Red knobs sell ranges.
Isn't that funny?
It is. I would think so. Red is not necessarily my color, but a lot of folks do love those red knobs. But some manufacturers have their own signature colors available. Of course, brands like Blue Star that we carry offer a very custom look for your range, including that knob color or even the front finish is available in a wide variety of painted finishes. So each one, you know, really making it a more custom look for your home and for your taste is all available through our showroom.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we've covered a few of the high-end brands. You mentioned Sub-Zero and Wolf that homeowners visit Signature Appliance for. What if somebody had some rental property and they were interested in an inexpensive dishwasher that they know they're not going to get repaired, it'll be replaced in a few years? Would they be better off going to a big box store, or is there something that Signature Appliance can help them with?
I think it's important to know that they can come to Signature Appliance Center regardless of their budget. We have stainless steel kitchen packages starting at $18.99 and certainly working their way up from there, you know, towards more of those high-end and professional brands. But we're really out there and adding brands that will only help, you know, expand our line and expand our reach to every budget that's out there.
What do you say to someone who might be thinking about buying their appliances at a big box store versus a independent local appliance store like Signature Appliances?
I think that there are definitely a few things that set us apart from those big box stores. Certainly the level of service that you're going to receive. I'm sure many of you out there have gone to those big box stores and have a hard time finding someone. At our showroom, you walk in the front door and you're going to be greeted by one of us and taken care of very promptly from experts about appliances. We're not pulling someone from the seasonal department to come over, you know, and give you a hand in making a very important decision about your kitchen. So I think that's certainly one thing that sets us apart. Another thing would be service. If your appliance should need service, regardless of whether it's under warranty or not, we at Signature feel it's very important to be a part of that with our clients. While we're not a servicer, we do want to help facilitate those service calls for our clients. We're able to provide the servicer with the information that they need. And should a problem arise with any sort of service call, we want to be there to know what's going on with that unit and to go to bat for the client with those manufacturers. And I think thirdly, another thing that really sets us apart is, you know, we are willing, once the appliance is there in your home and have been installed, we want to come out and show you how to use them.
Mm.
And so I think that's really important. I think those are the three things that really set us apart from going to one of those big box locations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the service that you mentioned, I think that is so important. And so many people get caught up on price, and people are eternal optimists. They never think that anything is ever going to break down. And the reality is your car needs regular maintenance. So do your appliance. I don't care whether it's your phone or anything. There's a good chance that everything has a life cycle, and you're probably going to experience a problem. It's not a matter of if, but when. And so, when you're making a purchase, if you can kind of project yourself into the future and say, when I have a problem, where am I going to find the best result? Where am I going to find the best chance of correcting that problem? And what would happen if they had a problem at Signature Appliance?
So certainly we'd like for them to call us first. We do ask questions when they call in about what problem they seem to be experiencing. Sometimes we are able to help just from our office and a quick conversation over the phone. Other times we do need to partner with that local authorized servicer to send someone out. But we're there to help. We'll try and expedite the process as quickly as we can and provide sometimes that information that the client just doesn't have with them in order to keep the process rolling and get them serviced as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. Well, what are you seeing in 2017 in terms of trends with appliances? Will stainless steel ever? It seems like it's never going to go away. Is stainless steel still the preferred finish that people are choosing?
I think stainless steel is definitely still that preferred finish, but there are certainly some new ones coming out. Of course, with some of our higher-end brands, we have more of a customization line available where you can choose painted finishes and things like that to create your own unique look. Of course, black stainless is something that's a new finish out there as well that we think is sort of gaining a little bit of momentum. We're not sure how long it may stay around, but we're definitely regularly seeing an increase in asking about the black stainless finish.
Hmm. Can you describe what it looks like?
It's almost like a darker gray look to the stainless. It still has the same grain as stainless steel does, but it's not showing the scratches or fingerprints as much as, say, that stainless would. It definitely has a little bit more of a modern look to it, but is a little bit darker. It's not quite that black finish that we're used to, but it's not that stainless steel either. Mm-hmm. It's a great blend between the two.
Gotcha. And what's big? I remember when convection cooking, when that first came out, that was the big thing, and you could get be able to cook restaurant style meals at home. And are there any innovations that you've seen with regards to appliances?
We're seeing a lot of folks begin to put steam ovens in their home. While they have been available for about 7 years now, we're seeing a lot of fresh and healthy cooking, and by using the steam oven, you're able to do a lot at one time, whether it's hard-boiling eggs or cooking a really healthy meal in about 30 minutes. It's really a great piece to have in the kitchen, but by steaming it, you're keeping those nutrients inside the food that you're cooking.
Hmm. That's pretty neat. Well, how can folks get more information about Signature Appliances?
We'd love them to go to our website, signatureappliances.net, or stop by our showroom. It's located at 1826 Belgrade Avenue in Charleston.
And the nice thing about your location on Belgrade Avenue, it's not on the beaten path. It's not in the high rent district. It's right around the corner from Signature Appliances, Signature Kitchens and Baths off of Savannah Highway. It's a great location, but I would imagine it didn't cost you guys the most to buy that real estate, so you're probably passing on the savings to your customers.
Absolutely, of course.
Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Natalie Kaib with Signature Appliances. Thanks so much, Natalie.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, today's radio show is being sponsored by Carpetbaggers Floor Covering. And now we're talking with Tyler Soper with Ledford's Termite and Pest Control. How you doing, Tyler?
I'm doing all right today. How about yourself?
Good, good. Tyler, take a moment and tell everybody about Ledford's Termite and Pest Control.
Ooh, well, we kill bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Started in 1975,
mm-hmm.
So we're 40-plus years old. A lot of experience. We're locally owned, have been, will be, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
We're good at what we do, and we wear pretty colors.
Okay.
Not that anyone can see that.
Yes, you're wearing a navy blue Ledford shirt here. Gotcha. Well, good. Ledford's Termite and Pest Control, you folks are a family-owned business. Charlie Sr. started the company, or did his father
his
start
father it? His father took it over. Of course,
okay.
I never knew him.
Right.
I think it was Bigfoot, Littlefoot or something, which I know him as Big Charlie and then Little Charlie.
Okay. Gotcha. So there was a Charlie Sr.
Yeah,
and then
there's three
Charlies.
Whole load of Charlies in
the
family.
It's
very confusing.
Family name.
Yeah.
Well, good. So Ledford's Termite and Pest Control you folks have been fighting bugs for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
You must know the bugs inside and out. You mentioned before we started the interview that you specialize in termite treatments.
Right.
And so forth. So what we have a lot of newcomers to the area.
Kind of
tell some of those folks why it's important to have a termite bond or a termite contract on their house, because they may have moved from the Northwest or the Northeast, and maybe, wherever they live, termites were not as big an issue.
Well, it's kind of like having no car insurance, obviously, especially here with our infrastructure, because I would never bet against being in an auto accident in Charleston, South Carolina. Firstly, $5 billion plus a year in damages. That right there, enough said. It's kind of like having Jiffy cornbread mix in your cabinet. That's something we all have. So it's just very important, structurally your house can be damaged by termites. You don't see termites. That's what's so scary about it.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone says, well, I didn't see anything. Well, it's because they're inside your wall. They're
mm-hmm.
underneath your foundation.
Mm-hmm.
They're not easily or readily accessible to the average person who crawls their house for fun.
Right. And so having a contract with a pest control company mm-hmm. like Ledford's Termite and Pest Control, what will you do to protect that home?
Initially, we treat, do inspections. So we've got that preventative / control treatment. We use Termidor HE, which is basically the bee's knees. It's the best stuff you can get legally. I treat my house with it.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, we do maintenance checkups every year, sometimes bi-yearly, every 6 months. And that's about it. You just got to keep that maintenance up, stuff like that. If you see something as a homeowner funny, make sure to call.
What would that be? What would be some of the telltale signs?
Wet spots on walls, especially around windows, any kind of a fascia or flashing, fireplace or chimneys, I should say. Places that are prone to moisture intrusion. Dirt on walls that just shouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big one. Holes in a wall that shouldn't be there. That's another easy one. But, some of this stuff isn't, people just assume that it used to be a nail hole.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's termites.
Mm-hmm. What's the worst case that you've seen of termite infestation in Charleston?
In Charleston? I've fallen through floors and a couple sets of stairs.
And these are homes that people live in?
Yes. Oh, yeah. That were being lived in. One house that was not under contract by us, disclaimer.
Uh-huh.
That one, actually, I bumped my head on a floor joist and it fell on top of me.
Hmm.
That house was actually condemned later on, like 6 months later. I think it was total loss. I've seen a couple houses on the beach in Isle of Palms that were, again, total losses.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about a anywhere from $1 to $3 million home that's just gone.
When you say a total loss, can't the homeowner contact their insurance company and make a claim for termite damage?
Well, no other insurer other than, we treat the house and some of us, in-house insure, I guess, like the conglomerate giant guys like Terminixes and all that. And then we have insurance that is specifically for termite.
So your homeowner insurance does not cover.
No, they're not crazy enough.
Gotcha. So when you get a contract, when someone gets a termite contract with Ledford's Termite and Pest Control, that comes with a damage contract.
Right. Right. Gotcha. 9 times out of 10, it's that. Unless there's some weird thing that I could bore you to death about something
pre-existing.
Yeah. Problems. Yeah. Like a big pre-existing issue that we can't treat right, can't stop. You know, like a 400-year-old home.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't thinking about termites. There wasn't a building code. You know, it's almost impossible to do what we need to be able to say, I can fully guarantee your house.
Mm-hmm. What happens in the springtime, in particular, May, June, people get very, very nervous because termites start to swarm.
Oh, yeah. That's the time of the year. The few, you know, how I was talking about inaccessible, not visible. That's the only time they're visible, you know, readily out there. If you see wings of any kind, you know, I'm the bug guy, let me come out for free. I mean, I'm not going to charge someone to come and look some wings. You know, wings on windowsills, around doors, sources of light, stuff like that. If they find wingless termites that are either dark brown or an amber color, varying sizes, they do not look like ants, to me at least, obviously. Mm-hmm. Of course, I've been doing this for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of like ants that should hit the gym a little bit more. You know, they don't have the pinched waists and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Just call. We'll figure it out. You might not have a problem. It could be an environmental swarm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially down here, you have a Formosan termite colony in your front yard, and they swarm. You are going to get some in your home.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean you're going to have an infestation. I mean, those guys typically just die, you know, because it's just not the right situation for them to survive. You mm-hmm. know, they're kind of weak-bodied for, you know, the kind of damage that they do.
You mentioned Formosan termites, mm-hmm. and there are some pest control companies that have a waiver. They will not cover any kind of damage from Formosan termites. Does Ledford's Termite and Pest Control cover for Formosan damage?
Just the same as any subterranean termite, and they are subterranean no matter what you hear. There's all kinds of mythological. It's almost like they're unicorns. They're a subterranean termite too. If you're using the good chemicals and stuff like that, stand behind your treatment. I mean, we don't exclude them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we actually, in older contracts, they used to be excluded before they became a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we actually have not made customers get that coverage, but you know, there's no point in not having it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
what does a termite contract average price cost?
I'd say depending on, you know, size, foundation, style, you know, all kinds of different things, anywhere from $200 a year to $400 a year.
After the initial treatment.
Right. Yeah. Right. Initial treatment can be, that's a huge window of like a few hundred dollars, which is seldom, to thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But usually your average crawl space home with a 2-car garage, $1,200. That's your initial treatment, your first year's in coverage. Yeah.
What about a home that's built on a slab?
There's two different kinds of slabs. There's like three, but two main for intents right now. You have a monolithic slab. It's just one piece of concrete. And then you have supported / floating slabs, you know, where they put the block in around the footings, and then they pour the slab inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
Those are expensive because you have to drill through the footings to get underneath the slab and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Mono slab, that's the one that's like $400, you know, because it's easy.
What about when Ledford's comes out to look for, does that annual inspection, you're looking for those mud tubes, right, typically?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. You know, and of course, conducive conditions, wood-to-ground contact that's not treated or rated for, moisture. Moisture's a big thing. I mean, it causes its own damage, and then it's a conducive condition for termites.
Termites like, you know, moisture.
Yes, everything needs moisture.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, all the termites, you know, even the ones that aren't typically a problem, love moisture. Yeah.
What about, this is a new term I heard last year for the first time, an aerial infestation.
That's where that moisture thing kicks in. Formosan termites do it easier, but native easterns will do it. I've actually have an old, what they call a carton or satellite colony.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll find that bad flashing around the chimney where it abuts the roof. And, you know, you've got that wet wood and all that, you know, kind of rotten, turning into almost a soil. I mean, it really is dirt at that point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's when that swarm hits. That's why they swarm.
Uh-huh.
You know, luck of the draw, they hit that. Two guys, well, a guy and a gal pair up. There you go.
They got a colony.
Yeah, and they can come from the ground and do the same thing. But the one that's the scariest is when they hit that above-ground leak, and it's actually from a swarm.
Because do you folks get out there on ladders to climb up to the second story?
We've been in church steeples downtown, 50 feet in the air on rickety old steps.
But unless somebody
anywhere.
Indicates a problem, you're probably not going to get up there.
Right. There. Yeah, you can't inspect an entire... You know, you've got to be realistic,
right.
Obviously. We do visual inspections.
The aerial infestations?
That depends. Typically not. I think there's a back and forth on that. At some point, it probably will become a covered thing. It'll just be a lot more expensive because we can't do as much to stop it.
Right.
You know, whereas that ground-based one, if I do that good treatment, I know if they got past it, then I made a mistake or the chemical, you know, something was faulty.
Right.
Yeah. Whereas that one, it's just bad luck, essentially, nature.
What's your feeling on people who encapsulate their crawl space? They're putting down that vapor barrier. Does that it obviously has some benefits to getting rid of moisture underneath the house, but does it mask the termites that could get active underneath that vapor barrier?
Yeah, if you do a full encapsulation, you know, the one where they put the pool liner up the walls and all that, very much so, and it makes it where I can't treat it without, you know, doing this big full alteration of this, you know, 5,000. Well, heck, I mean, the average is like $5,000 to $7,000, I think, for one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of money, and then you just made it where I can't ever treat it. I can't inspect the little bit of the house I could inspect in the first place. Now you've got rid of half of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so dehumidification has its place. Or encapsulation, I should say. I've seen people just seal up vents and access points and put down just on the, you know, the floor of the crawl space, not up the sides, and still maintain that control they needed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm a big proponent of the partial encapsulation, you know, because you can't negate termites because you had a moisture problem, because then what happens when you get $80,000 worth of termites?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would if someone wanted to encapsulate their crawl space, could they contact Ledford's ahead of time and just try to find out what, so that the two contractors work together?
Right, and that's the thing. That's the key with almost everything in life: communication. You've got to be able to find that common ground. You know, and there's things they can do to make it where I can treat behind it when they run out of the walls. You know, it's just when no one gives a call or no one checks in, boom, you've just hermetically sealed a crawl space. How else am I supposed to get to it now?
Mm-hmm.
Short of cutting things up and poking holes.
Right. It's been a fairly warm winter. Is that good for termites or bad for termites?
Heck, to be honest here, they only marginally slowed down from everything I've seen since I moved back home, you know, 10 years ago. You know, it just, the ground doesn't freeze here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I had a buddy with a monolithic slab home. It was February, only like eight years ago, it was 25 degrees outside. He had 8 shelter tubes of Formosa termites active on the back of his house.
Mm.
You know, so, and they're still rocking and rolling. They just don't. I mean, I guess they do slow down. It's not, you know, but it's really the visibility that becomes, you know, everyone's seeing the termites now.
Right. Well, we could talk about this a lot bit, but
yes.
if homeowners wanted to give you a call and get more information, how what's the best way to reach Ledford's Termite Pest Control?
843-766-8298. That's
okay.
The number even I call.
Okay. And how about on the web?
That's LeffordsPestControl.com, I think.
Okay.
www.
Right, right.
I'm not good at the internet.
They can just do a search, a quick search.
Right.
Ledford's Termite and Pest Control. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we have been talking with Tyler Soper with Ledford's Termite and Pest Control. Thanks so much, Tyler.
Thank you.
If you're just joining me, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with interior designer Bobby Joe Engleby with Domain Interiors and Design. How you doing, Bobby Joe?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Good. Take a moment, Bobby Joe, and tell everybody about Domain Interiors and Design.
Domain is a full-service interior design firm, and we're located on Coleman Boulevard, 767 Coleman, next to Red Drum Restaurant. And we are sharing space in the Mount Pleasant Design Center with Classic Kitchens and Charleston Plank Floors.
Gotcha. And so this is kind of a new enterprise and definitely a new location, the design center, right?
Yes. So people can come in, whether you're building, remodeling, or just looking for a little something for your house. We can kind of take care of a lot of those projects for you, whether it's bath, kitchen, flooring. Domain has rugs, art, furniture. We have gifts and jewelry. So there's a little bit of everything, and we try to keep it fresh and colorful and a little with a little bit of a modern hint to it. So it's always something a little different.
And so it's kind of a one-stop shop if you if you're looking for wood flooring. Charleston Plank Floors can help you there. If you're looking to remodel your kitchen or your bathroom, we've got Classic Kitchens of Charleston that can help Jay Valk. And then your Bobby Joe Ingleby with Domain Interiors and Design is in the same location.
Right. And so we have people that come in and, you know, they need to reupholster a chair, and we help them find the fabric. We have a very large fabric library that is has a lot of fabrics that aren't commonly seen outside of an interior designer studio. And so that's all open to the public. People can come in and browse and shop and check things out. Same thing with area rugs. We have a large Stark carpet sampling area that people can check out samples from as well.
Bobby Joe, you had one of the most popular seminars at the Charleston Home and Design Show a few weekends ago, and all the seats were filled. It was standing room only kind of situation. Just quickly tell our listeners who may not have had a chance to see the seminar what you covered in the seminar and that kind of thing.
So I taught a seminar about how to pick paint colors and also how to accessorize your home. So I focused on some of the tips and tricks of color psychology that designers often use, how certain colors can make you feel. For instance, one thing that I think is very interesting is that the color yellow can be cheerful and happy, but if it's too intense, it can also incite anger and irritability. So one color psychology tip is to never paint a nursery like an intense or deep yellow, because that it's proven to make babies cry. So little things like that, and how certain colors can make you feel more calm, or certain colors can make you can increase your appetite. Good things to know. And we also talked about neutrals, some of my favorite neutral colors, how to use them, how to work with how to test your colors in different light settings and things like that. And then we also talked about what I would call accessorizing, or styling is the term we use a lot now. And we showed several, I talked about kind of the basics behind how to style a bookcase or a built-in, because that's normally what people come to us with. Nearly every home has some kind of like fireplace built-in kind of area. And people often don't know what to do with it. So there's some fundamental design tips that you can apply to that, to do that. Or you can hire someone like me or my staff to come out and do it for you. We do that. We do styling services for $95 an hour. And we work with what you have, and we also make recommendations for maybe some things you could use. And then we also showed you how to also do a simple styling of a coffee table. So if you want to, how to layer pieces using trays and things like that to make everything look like it's had that designer touch.
Yeah, because if you are stylizing those built-in bookshelves that surround the fireplace, if you want it to look really good, like you would see in a magazine, it doesn't happen by accident, right?
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest things that happen is people just try to shove too much stuff up there. And it's okay to leave space, let it breathe. Books don't have to all be vertical. It's better to break them up and have some laying on their sides. Don't have too many books unless you want it to look like a library. And don't have too many personal photos either, because that just gets a little overwhelming. The eye needs a place to rest. You know, your eye needs to be able to stop and find a few focal points, and you can't do that if there's too much stuff.
Right. Well, as people are getting ready for spring, how can Domain Interiors and Design and you as an interior designer help homeowners?
Well, one of the big things that comes with spring is people are kind of like ready for some fresh and lighter colors and fabrics. Pillows are a great way to just infuse a little bit of that into your living space. Maybe some new bedding, accents throughout the house, accessories. We have a lot of beautiful art glass pieces right now that have been really hot and some really pretty colors. Another thing that we see a lot in the spring is people want new outdoor cushions mm-hmm. and pillows, and you can recover the ones you have. You don't necessarily need to get new foam. Mm-hmm. So that can be a good way to save some money and use a good quality outdoor Sunbrella-type fabric mm-hmm. And give your outdoor space a new look.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Let's talk for a second about people who may not have ever worked with an interior designer. And I always kind of feel like there's a lot of built-in pressure on women. Like you're supposed to be, you know, a great cook. You're supposed to be a great homemaker. You're supposed to be able to decorate your house. And if you ask for help, then somehow you're less of a woman or something. I mean, you know what I mean?
I get it. Yes. So one of the things that I hear a lot from clients or people we work with is that they feel like they have a really good eye and they're really good at like helping maybe their friends make decorating decisions and design ideas. But when it comes to their own house and their own space, it's much more challenging because it's much more personal. And I even know designers that are like that doing your own home is more challenging than looking at someone else's. So it's always a good idea to have someone like a designer come in and take a look at your space, because they're going to see things that you aren't noticing because you've been looking at it for so long. One of the things we love to do is when people come in and they say, I'm interested in hiring you to do this and that, and we always say, let's do a one-hour consultation first. We go to your home and we evaluate the things that you want to address, and we, it might be paint colors, it might be furniture placement, or it could be, it could be art, or my bookcases they look horrible, or it could be all of the above, and we help you assess the situation, give you some ideas and pointers, and then from there we can come up with like a punch list of things that we want to accomplish, and we come up with a budget, and we help the homeowner work on those things. And sometimes it's not done all at once. It's done in phases. Maybe we go room by room or prioritize certain things. And that's usually what I recommend is that 1 hour consultation. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be pushing your style or what you like, or how do you identify, the look that homeowner ultimately wants?
Well, I think if you look at most designers' portfolios, a lot of times you'll see that they can do a wide range of different looks. So I've done traditional, transitional, more modern, more coastal. Lately we've been doing some more, I would call global chic projects, where people have traveled a lot and they have great collections, and we're infusing all that, all their a lot of Asian and African pieces and things like that into their decor, but also still remembering that this is a coastal community and kind of keeping that vibe alive in the room. I don't think there is one set look, but it's often you're hired because someone can kind of see some a trend in what you're doing, and they like that look, and they want mm-hmm. they want to bring some of that into their house.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, I always say it's like you get your hair done and everybody compliments you and you say thank you, and the reality is all you did was sit there, and it was the hairstylist that did all the work. And it's same with an interior designer. I mean, if you want to get those compliments, if you want your house to look like a room to look like, it one of the rooms and you see in one of the shelter magazines, all of those rooms that you see in those national magazines had an interior designer involved. And so, we always encourage people to use the services of an interior designer. And if folks wanted to get in touch with you, Bobby Joe, how would they do that?
They can stop by and see us at 767 Coleman Boulevard in Mount Pleasant, or they can call us at 843-388-0328. And we also have a website, www.domainmtp.com.
MTP for Mount Pleasant. Gotcha.
All
right. Well, we have been speaking with interior designer Bobby Joe Engleby with Domain Interiors and Design. Thanks so much, Bobby Joe.
Thank you. Talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do, I said a home.
been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.